Mike Tibubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Beloved, this is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you've joined us for a few minutes of Bible study together as we're considering and challenging you to read the Bible through this year for your benefit, for your good, for your spiritual growth. Because God's Word is living truth, and God's Word will bless and enrich your life as you read it, as you look into it, even just reading it through. Having a purpose and a determination to read the Word of God all the way through. You've read other books through, but what about the most important piece of literature ever written? Remember, God's Word is going to endure. Though heaven and earth pass away, God's Word will never pass away. We read in Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, Luke 21:33. All scriptures emphasize that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word will never pass away. God's Word is true, beloved, and truth endures. Lies do not. Deception does not endure, but truth does endure. And so reading God's Word is important. It's the most important piece of literature ever written. And God magnifies His Word above His name. We've already read that in Psalm 138:2. How important the Word of God is. God's Word brings people to Jesus Christ as Savior. Beloved, God's Word is transforming and powerful. God's Word changes people's lives. It delivers people from the bondage of sin. It transforms them. It's hard for the world to understand. The world cannot explain how that the truth of God's Word and obedience to it will change the murderer, will change the thief, will change the adulterer, will make a completely different individual from them. It's the power of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to taste, to partake of the truth, to believe in the truth, to accept the truth, to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the truth personified, John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh yes, beloved, He is the truth. John 1:17, I believe it is, says, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Beloved, Jesus Christ is the revelation of truth to mankind. So the Word of God, reading the Word of God, is so vitally important. God's Word brings blessing on those who read it, hear it, and obey it. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Beloved, that's truth. God's Word is true. And He says, blessed, the individual that heeds the Word of God, that reads the Word of God, that hears the Word of God, and that keeps the Word of God will be richly and abundantly blessed. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah wrote, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." That is, Jeremiah took in the truth of God's Word. He accepted the truth of God's Word. He believed the truth of God's Word. "And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Yes, beloved, a child of God, a born-again believer, a Christian, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the Word of God, believing the Word of God, keeping the Word of God, obeying the Word of God, will bring rich benefit and blessing into your life. Luke 11:28. But he said, "Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it." Beloved, you'll be blessed by reading God's Word and by obeying it. And as you read it, it will have an impact upon your life, upon your thinking, and it will reveal to you the truth. It will reprove you of your sin. It will open your eyes to what is righteous and what is acceptable and pleasing unto the Lord God. In the book of James, chapter 1, if you'll turn there to the book of James, chapter 1, and notice verse 22 through 25. James 1, 22 through 25. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." How many times we go to church, we hear the Word of God preached, and then we say, "Well, I've done what I needed to do for this week, and now I'll go live the way I want to." We're deceiving ourselves when we hear the Word and do not act upon the Word, do not apply the Word of God. For verse 23, "If any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." How many times every one of us look into a mirror? Every day we look into a mirror as we prepare for the day that is before us. And often you'll find a smudge or a spot. Maybe the phone rings and you're distracted and you forget about the smudge or the spot, and you leave with it on your face, and it's very evident to all who see. He says, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." You forget about that smudge, and you wear it all day long. So is, he said, is the one who hears the word and does not act upon it, beloved. That sin remains in your life. "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the truth of the living God," for the law of liberty, beloved, God's word liberates, it sets us free, it delivers us from the bondage and control and dominion of sin, "and continueth therein," to look into the Word, to see what is true, to obey it, and to continue in it, "he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." That's a promise from God's Word, beloved. Obedience to the Word of God brings rich blessing into your life. Obedience to the Word of God, beloved, makes our lives fruitful, makes our lives productive, makes our lives that which brings glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, which magnifies, exalts, and lifts Him up. Rich blessing comes through obeying the Word of God. What does it do? It will strengthen one's faith, beloved. It will strengthen our faith. Look with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Here we read, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." It strengthens our faith. As we hear the Word of God, as we become a doer of the Word, as we begin to act upon the Word, it strengthens our faith. Also, beloved, it makes the believer holy. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, we see the prayer of the Lord Jesus as He was talking to God the Father. "And Jesus prayed for you, and He prayed for me in this prayer to God the Father." And in verse 17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth." You see, beloved, the word of truth will sanctify you. That means it will make you holy. It will set you apart to walk in righteousness, to do that which is pleasing and that which is acceptable unto God. The word of God has a purifying effect upon an individual. I remember hearing a counselor, Dr. Charles Solomon, one time talking about counseling a man who was filled with obscene thoughts. This man came to Dr. Solomon for help, and he said, "Obscene thoughts crowd up my mind and fill my thoughts every day." And he said, "I cannot get away from them. I cannot escape them." And Dr. Solomon gave him some scripture, and he said, "I want you to read this passage 7 times a day. Start reading it over and over and over again." And he said the next week when the man came, he said, "You know, I'm beginning to have freedom from those obscene thoughts. The truth of God's Word is cleansing my mind. It's cleansing my thoughts. And those evil, wicked thoughts are beginning to be put aside. And pure, clean, wholesome thoughts are beginning to take hold in my mind." God's Word will have a purifying, sanctifying effect upon your mind, beloved, if you will get into it, if you will read it, and if you will let the Holy Spirit of God speak to you through the truth of God's Word. It will purify your thoughts and your mind. Until next time, goodbye.